Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Everything About Reality TV. I'm your host, Chris, the Entertainment Man. Good to be back. It's been a while. It does feel a while because, you know, I've not done one of these for, a week now. And I know I'm a little backed up in schedules, but, you know, I'm still here. I'm still alive. Don't worry. The podcast still goes on. Life goes on with the podcast, and everything is going good over here. And, I've been busy. I've been busy with scheduling a new podcast, working on scheduling the CBLTW Gamers podcast, and then I'm working on the scheduling for Ear TV, Everything But Reality TV. I'm working on scheduling. I might as well tell you guys. I'll tell you guys at the end of the podcast what the schedule is going to look like, sort of. If you actually go to chrisbeontheweb.com, go to my blog, it will tell you guys exactly what the schedule looks like right now. There's some gaps kind of still in there, but I gotta work on it. But three of the podcasts have been confirmed, and it's ready to go. You know, we're raring to go. We're ready to go for 2017. So it's exciting. It is exciting that we're finishing off the fall season 2016, 2017 a bit. It is a little bit of on the 2017 for the fall, just because there is a couple of we're going to be finishing off this season with Hell's Kitchen. That will be still going on when Survivor ends, and we do not know when that's going to happen. So I'm going to talk more about that at the end of the podcast. I'll talk more about the scheduling and what is going on with that at the end of the podcast. Let's get right into episode number 19 of Everything About Reality TV. This is our 19th episode already. And I can't believe we're almost at 20th episode already. So this is the 11th episode of Survivor Millennial versus Gen X. They did the recap like usual. They did their usual recap what happened last week with the shocking vote out in the last, it wasn't really a vote out last week. It was not a vote out. It was more in the line of Jessica got screwed pretty much. Jessica did get kind of screwed over from picking a rock, and sometimes that's the risk, that high risk, high rewards or high punishments, because she kind of, her game got, someone's game was cut short because of that black rock, and that happened to be Jessica and all that. So they got back to the camp, and they kind of shocked by the whole rock thing, and Hannah felt guilty. It was a rock. Well, it's not her fault, technically. It is not Hannah's fault whatsoever. It's called fate. Sometimes fate is in your hands, which is really true. Fate is always in your hands somewhere along the line, right? So David said, David was mad because he burned his idol at Tribal, obviously. And I think David was kind of regretting it, I think. I think he was kind of, I'm regretting this whole, I should never use my idol, and it could have gone differently, and the rocks could not be picked. But, I think it was David's fault, technically. It was David's fault because he said, you know what, let's pick rocks. Let's just not agree. Let's just disagree to not agree with everyone else. And let's just pick stinking rocks. And just let fate, take over the game for that tribal council. So I think it is David's fault. If he says something a little bit more, then obviously maybe possibly that it could have swung differently during the vote. It could have swung a little differently. And Rocks could not be picked at some time. So, and it's very extreme cases when they do pick Rocks is when it's just deadlocked. When it's deadlocked, it is just, you know, like, when it's deadlocked, it means, you know, nobody's gonna, nobody can, agree to who to vote out. It's just gonna be tied up over and over and over and over again. And, you know, it is just, you know, I don't think we've seen Rocks too much. I don't think we've seen Rocks on Survivor for a very long time. Survivor Rocks. Rocks. Chosen. Kayon. I think it was Kayon was the other one. So there was a couple. I think it was Kayon. Marquesas, that's the original whereabouts of where they, you know, picking color rocks. One was white and one was black. Obviously, I don't know what Marquesas was like. Let's see. Let me look it up. We're going to talk about that a little bit. I want to talk more about the rocks, or kind of the history of it. So, definitely it was, yeah, it was a rock type. It was a purple rock tiebreaker. So I guess it was purple, and I think it would probably was like white. Whoever picked the purple, it's gone, obviously. And then they said Kayon was the other one. And Blood versus Water was the other one in 2013, so that's 3 years ago. So yeah, the rocks are getting common now in Survivor, obviously. It is. Kayon, I think it was the other one. It was Blood versus Water, I think. They had, because the result, a random draw. It was ever intense. I'm looking at realityblur.com. That's the where you can find it. You just put in Survivor choosing rocks. So you got a whole pile of different stuff coming up, but I think Kayon was another one. Let me just put was it Kayon? Must have been tiebreaker. There we go. Okay, here we go. So appearances of we vote would commence if jury votes for the winner are tied. This has never occurred in the current season. There has never been a tie in the final tribal council, which is strange. If deadlock. Okay, so there was lie, cheat, and steal. So I don't know. Also, there was like fire making challenge as well, but that's like really extreme, pretty much. So yeah, Africa. No way, it wasn't Africa. The rocks. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Three times. There was three times they had Survivor that draw the rocks. It was in Marquesas, it was safe rock was yellow, and elimination rock was purple. So I guess maybe it's different colors for certain seasons. It is maybe like different colors for certain seasons. You know, maybe that's what it is. And then of course, Marquesas was the first season that they ever had that rock. And then Survivor Blood versus Water, which the safe rock was black, elimination rock was white. However, this time around, it was in Survivor Millennials versus Gen X. This season, obviously, the safe rock was white and elimination rock was black. So, obviously, you notice they changed the colors periodically for each season, I guess. So three times it's come out. There has been three times there has been The Rock that has been drawn. So I thought it was four. I thought Kagi Yan was one of them. But I guess not. I guess not. Maybe not. I guess not. It wasn't four times. It was actually three times that it happened where they had to draw actual Rock. So going back to the whole David thing, you know, if he did change, like if he did not say, let's just draw Rocks, see who goes home. Let's just not worry about it. Whoever goes home, not a big deal kind of thing. It is a big deal. Someone is giving up their game. Someone is actually giving up their game in Survivor. Technically, it is. Like, people, you're giving up your game in Survivor to someone else because of a stupid Rock, obviously. And of course, yeah, Jessica was really upset. You know, I felt bad for her. And especially that the legacy power, I was kind of rooting for her to say, okay, yeah, I hope Jessica goes to day 36 and can use the legacy power, obviously. And I hope so. I hope Ken gets it. Ken will get the legacy. He'll be there on day 36 and he can play the legacy power. That's coming up, though. That legacy power is coming up. Very, 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 very soon. Obviously, that is coming up very soon. And I don't think Ken's going very far, technically. But I'll talk more about Ken a little bit later in the podcast. So, talking about them being... So, of course, Zeke and everyone else. Zeke and Jay and Brett... You know, and then on Sunday, we're kind of talking about, like, if they, you know, if they went one way, it would have been screwed. And they're talking about being screwed over, obviously, if it didn't go their way, obviously, at the Tribal Council. Of course, Zeke loved Tribal Council, how it went. Obviously, it didn't go the way they went, they would have been screwed. Technically, they would have been kind of on the screwed side. Zeke, Will, Jay, and Brett made a top five deal. Was made, obviously. So they're going to go to the top five, the final five. And I guess it'll be every man for themselves, obviously. So let's forward all the way to the loved one. Reward challenge. Yes, we knew that was coming up. We knew that a loved one challenge was coming up, where the castaways, the tribe members would get to see their loved ones and get a little love from home, obviously. And it's about time. And if you guys remember back to Pearl Islands, you have that dead grandma scandal with Johnny Fairplay, and I'll never forget about that. Now, you know what music they should bring back for the loved ones should be I Can See It. And that is actually the official music that was used at the final rite of passage. Now, I haven't seen them do that for a few years, and I'm going to talk more about that when we get to the final podcast for Survivor Millennials versus Gen X. We're going to get right into talking about that, because I know that will be coming up soon. And I would probably guess 2 more weeks we have left. Knock on wood. We don't know what's going to happen. But so Ken received the legacy power in his bag, obviously, from Jess. And he was happy about it, obviously. And he already knew. Ken already knew that this was going to happen. He knew that he was going to get that legacy power regardless of it. He was going to get it regardless, obviously. I forgot to say that, yeah. So, yeah, Ken has the legacy power, and day 36, he gets to use it. I already said that. What am I saying? So, Yeah, the castaways got to see their loved ones. Everybody, like, they, Jeff brought them slowly out of, like, the, each of them, obviously. And Adam said he couldn't, you know, he couldn't use his, you know, his advantage. He has an advantage, obviously, where he can steal a reward challenge from somebody. And, you know, he can use it to steal a reward, but he couldn't use it. He was thinking about, I know he was going to think about stealing it and all that, but just he couldn't do it from the loved ones challenge. He couldn't steal it from anyone, which shows he has a lot. Adam has a lot of heart, and he does. He has a lot of heart when it comes to that. So the challenge is they would be tied up to a rope, and they would race through the roped woven obstacles, and then they would end up, whoever ends up to the end, I guess on cliffs themselves, wins. They get to bring back their loved ones to the camp and to an all-American barbecue. Sounds good. Hannah was a bit in the lead. Sunday fell way behind. She was way behind. She just fell way, 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 way behind. And then Ken took the lead. And he, Ken got stuck. Yeah, Ken got stuck in the obstacles. And he was just like stuck under. So then Jay got stuck in there. But he got right through it. And then Zeke got up. And then David was kind of at the third obstacle. And then Adam got stuck again. Pretty much. Or Adam got stuck. And then Zeke, Ken, and Jay were in the lead. And Jay won reward. And got to see his loved one. His mother. I forget what it was. I should have written it down in my notes when I thought of it. I forget. But yeah, he got to see his loved one. Jay picked Will and his mom. And then Jay got to pick one more. He picked Sunday. And then Jeff told Jay that he could pick one more. And then Jay chose Adam. So Adam got to be with his brother, obviously. And then Jay said that Adam has a soft side at the challenge. And even though him and Adam have hit each other throughout the game, and Adam and his brother kind of sat down like at a log and just talked, you know. And then brother was kind of telling him about his mom's chemo pill that Adam's mom took to help with her cancer, that she stopped taking it. Also, since she stopped taking that pill, she's feeling a lot stronger, and some good positive stuff to hear from home. That is a lot of positive good stuff that you want to hear from home, obviously. And then Adam was still worried about her, obviously, not having the treatment. That's normal. You know, that's his son's intuition, you know, having strong feelings and whatnot. That's normal. Being a son to a mother, you worry about family members. I do personally. When my family members get sick, like my grandma recently, she hasn't been the greatest here and all that. And, you know, I was worried about her. And I was really, really, really worried about her, obviously. So it's normal. It's normal, obviously. So Adam sat down with Jay to thank him. Actually, out of nowhere, Adam gave Jay the advantage. And then, of course, David noticed a meeting at the beach as well to what was going on. And then Will said he is ready to make a move. And then Will's talking about getting Zeke out. David saying that to use him for a vote to get Zeke out. So, obviously, using him for the vote to get Zeke out regardless of what happened. And then David said that he is in the endangered species. I think that was just a joke. Regardless of what he said there. So the meeting challenge, tribes must, hold on to a bar. If they release the tension on the bar, they would break the tile. If they break the tile, you're out, obviously. So David was out within, a couple of seconds into the challenge. He didn't even last long. Come on, David, you gotta do something. You must stay in the game, obviously. And then Hannah went out of the challenge. Brett went out. Sunday went out. Zeke went out. Dropped out, obviously. He wobbled and dropped out. And then Hannah and David were happy. Zeke was out, obviously. And then Ken had a slip. Jay and Ken were slipping. And then Ken dropped the his bar, obviously, pretty much. And then Adam slipped. Jay dropped. And Adam won immunity. And Adam was happy he won immunity, obviously. So, you know, it is good in a way. You know, keeps you in the game. Keeps you safe for 3 more days. And gets you further within the game. Obviously, it does get you further in the game. Obviously, big time it does. Technically. So where are we here? Okay, so let's move on to... Okay, so Adam, David, and Hannah, and I think it was Brett, were talking about getting out for voting for Zeke and getting him out. Brett and Sunday and Zeke saying that David, Hannah, and Will and Jay were so calm. Well, yeah. Because they knew in the back of their minds that Zeke was going to go. They knew that Zeke was going to go. And they knew it. They already knew it. Like, okay, Zeke's going. That's it. And then, of course, Zeke was talking about throwing someone else on the bus, obviously. And then Ken spoke to Will. And Ken was talking about his motive, what Will's motive is, obviously. And Will told him Ken and Zeke. And of course, Will told him that two of his groups are voting for Ken. So obviously now the word's out. The word is out, and that Ken is a big potential threat now. So that is going to especially hurt him now throughout the next little while in the game, especially the next few days on Survivor Millennials vs. Gen X. So Ken brought Jay aside, and he said that they are all throwing his name out there. Jay told Will to throw a name out, obviously. David, Adam, Brett, and Hannah were talking about what Will did, obviously. And then also talking about that he isn't, and Will was talking about he's in control of the game. He has a lot of control at this moment of the game, obviously, right? So, Tripol, talking about the past Tribal Council, obviously, was there more change since the last Tribal or not the last? Obviously not the last amount of, was there more change or was there less within the last Tribal Council? Obviously, there wasn't much. There was a little bit more of a change in the Tribal, obviously, because Will's a threat, Ken's a threat, and Zeke's a threat. So there are three people right there. And of course, Sunday, we're talking about being in the middle. And he told Jeff that Ken eventually told everyone what was going on. Obviously, they told Jeff what was going on and that Ken's name was thrown up there. Or Will's name was thrown up there and Ken's name was thrown up there and whatnot. And I forgot to mention, they mentioned Hannah's name, obviously, in the... before the Tribal Council, they mentioned Hannah's name. Are going to vote for Hannah? or they're not going to vote for Hannah. Like, they were mentioning her name, obviously. So Will said that he wants to be treated like an adult, obviously. Yes, he's still in high school. Yes, he's on Survivor, but he wants to be still treated like an adult. So Zeke pitched to everyone that what would get his vote to stay, obviously, and also making a pitch which side Will should go on. Obviously, Will is in the middle at this point of the game. Will is in the middle of everybody, between the side of Zeke, and the side of Hannah and Jay and them. There are two sides at this moment. There is two sides at the moment that he is on, obviously. So Will has to pick one side or the other. If he picks one, then, you know, he's on that side, obviously. So talking about the final Tribal Council resume, I guess it is that time of the season where you will talk about, you know, the resume, what you can say to the jury, why you deserve to be in the final three this year. This season will be final three situation. So it is that time that you kind of make your resume, why you should win and whatnot, obviously. And of course, Jay told Will to go with his gut. Obviously, that is very true. It's very true. And then they went to the vote. Adam pulled out his idol and he used it out of his pants, obviously. Kind of not sanitary, but he couldn't figure out anywhere else to put it, so he pulled it out of his pants, obviously. So Jeff said, like, this will be fun. That's what Jeff saying was, this will be fun. So Adam played the idol for Hannah, so Hannah was safe. Zeke was voted out of Survivor Millennials for the Gen X. The next member of the jury, I believe it's the fifth member of the jury. I think it's the fifth, obviously. So this week coming up, next episode will be, Will's going to take charge. Adam is going to, you know, I guess he's going to, Adam's going to kind of try to take the game into his own hands and all that. So that'll be interesting to watch. That'll be interesting definitely to watch the next episode. So at this point, I want to talk about this briefly, a bit of the schedule. Let me pull it off crispyontheweb.com. It's still up there. I think it's two or three posts down. Look for December for the 1st on crispyontheweb.com under my blog. It is right there. So the plan for podcasts, CVLTW Gamers Podcast will be up Sundays. Definitely, possibly, might be Survivor on Thursdays and Big Brother Canada on Fridays. And then definitely confirming that Amazing Race 29, which is coming back April 21st. Don't forget, I may as well announce it. Announce the Amazing Race is coming back, and it will be back on April 21st. And that will be on a Saturday that we do the recap. And of course, I kind of reversed, planned it. For Thursday, might be Big Brother Canada. And the Friday might be Survivor. Depending on the Big Brother Canada schedule, I don't know what the schedule is for Big Brother Canada 5. I do not know. They have not announced it yet. So I'm kind of staying tuned to the social media and Big Brother Canada Twitter and fan page to announcements. So I will let you guys know what the schedule is. And you also, I'll post something up on crispyontheweb.com. Don't forget, you also check out 101 Adam. He is now going to be posting on my blog as well. Once a week, whenever he has time, he'll post something. Right now, thank you guys so much for watching. If you're new to the podcast, please hit the subscribe button. We are on Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com, Podcast.com, and of course crispyontheweb.com. And you also can follow me on Twitter at crispyontheweb. I'll see you guys next Thursday. I'll see you guys on Thursday. Bye for now.